The Burrito Radio Show is brought to you by 2B1 Entertainment.
Having troubles with your electronic products, including your cell phone or maybe it's your laptop? Well, the Nerd Repair Center located on El Cajon Boulevard can help you out. Give them a call at 619-363-4210. They're located at 3829 El Cajon Boulevard. Their hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
For those in search for inner peace, stop by Sacred Sun, Essentials for Life Balance. Just a short walk from the La Mesa Trolley. Visit us at 8239 La Mesa Boulevard or call us at 619-467-7073 for more details. We're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays, and we hope to see you soon.
For all y'all listeners out there, this is the Burrito Radio Show. Welcome back for another episode. This one should be a very nice one, especially all for the peaceful people out there in the world. My guest is Rika Ray. Rika Ray, welcome to the Burrito Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me. What's up, y'all?
And so, Rika Ray, my audience, just like myself, doesn't know that much about you. Where are you at? Where are you located at this very moment?
Right now, I am in Marietta, California, but I lived in San Diego for over 20 years, just moved to this area. So I'm a Cali girl by heart, born and raised.
How do you like Marietta?
It's different than San Diego. I'm totally missing the ocean, you know. But, you know, it's good.
It's a desert, right? Kind of like a desert town.
Yes, it's definitely the desert, but I grew up in West Covina, which is not too far from here, so I'm kind of used to the desert weather, but I'm definitely missing the ocean right now.
Right, you can't smell the ocean breeze.
Not at all.
Well, that's okay. We're going to try to bring some ocean breeze to this interview. Rika Ray is a vocalist, singer, exceptional singer, not just any type of singer. She sings what I consider gospel music. Would you call it gospel music, Rika?
I would like to call it inspirational soul. It has a gospel feel to it, but it's more of inspirational to me.
Right. It's under the gospel, genre of music. That's why I said that.
Yeah. I like to call it inspirational soul, but it's definitely gospel music. Yeah.
Right. And how long have you been doing the music?
Oh, gosh, I've been singing a long time. I would say I've been singing since I was 2 years old professionally, you know, after I got out of high school and was able to, I was in a lot of different show choirs and performed on Norwegian cruise lines for a while. So I've been doing it for a while, and I've done all different types of genres, like Broadway, on stage, R&B, cover tunes, things like that.
Okay, so you have a pretty heavy background then.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, and let's take it back. You're 2 years old and you started with the music. When did you get your first professional, I guess, gig where you got paid to sing?
First professional gig, I would have to say I was a part of a choir and I performed with at the Universal Amphitheater with Barry Manilow.
Right.
And I did a couple of those shows. I think it was for a New Year's Eve show, and he did like 3 or 4 shows there. So I was getting paid to be a part of that choir at that time.
And how long ago was that as far as like what age were you?
Oh, gosh, I had to be right after high school. So I had to be probably about 18.
18. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you right now?
18.
So Barry Manilow, he don't age either, huh?
At all. He does not. No. You know, I'm an adult, you know. My music is for all people. So
I got you.
Woman their age.
I mean, like, you know, I'm a bold kind of person. I mean, like, I don't follow the rules all the time. If anybody, you don't know, but, you know, it's like, you know, people, I had a friend ask me, tell me yesterday, said, you sure do know how to make people mad. You don't even know it. And I was like, I didn't know what to say to that. No, as far as like, okay, but let's take it back to your musical training, okay? So, I mean, you just didn't get on Barry Manilow episode show for nothing. So, where did you find your training from? Where did you get your musical training?
I would say, gosh, just it's a natural training. I grew up in a musical household. My dad was a singer. He had groups growing up. But professional musical training, I've done a couple of vocal training classes, but it's always been really natural. I've never went to school for music or anything like that. It just came natural to me.
So you didn't have any like vocal coach that really got you singing the way you do, or you had some type of other instructor that kind of gave you some pointers?
Not really. Not till I got to when I was younger, not really at all. I was just able to pick up, you know, from my father, what he did. I was able to, by ear, just pick up harmonies and create songs just from that. I mean, I wish I would have taken more detailed training, but sometimes you have to go with the gift that's given to you and push forward with that, you know, and I'm still open to professional training.
Oh, so you're still learning, in other words, learning about your voice.
Always. I mean, as a singer, we're always learning. If you're not, then you're limiting yourself.
So you mentioned your dad. I guess he's one of your musical influences as far as training, as far as doing how far you've gotten. Are there any other musical influences outside of your father?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Female, I grew up on a lot of Anita Baker. I gravitated towards Phyllis Hyman, even though she wasn't in my age group. I love Phyllis Hyman. I love Rachelle Farrell. And I don't even consider myself a jazz singer, but these women have jazz influences. But it's something about that smoky kind of raspy, even like the Layla Hathaways. I love her voice. Definitely grew up on Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. And male influences, Prince, and I don't know if too many people know, Bee Slade. Those are some of the people that I definitely admire.
Bee Slade?
Yes.
Who is Bee Slade?
If you're from San Diego, you would remember him as Tonay. He was a gospel artist, but yes, definitely Bee Slade. He's an innovator. He creates all types of music, and it's just somebody to watch. Especially, I'm an artist that likes to do my homework. So I'm watching new artists. I'm watching old artists. I'm picking up as I go along, and those are the type of artists I like to be connected to.
Right. As far as like you said you mentioned gospel. You ever link up with any of the local gospel people here in San Diego?
I haven't. No, actually, I have not.
It's mainly up there where you grew up. You said.
Well, the thing is, I didn't grow up in the church. I kind of was led to the church. So my main background is R&B music. But growing up, I didn't really connect with a lot of gospel artists. I guess I would say that I was a part of like different gospel choirs, like I was telling you about, but never really linked up with any gospel artists.
I think what you're looking at is probably a new genre category, probably called spiritual music.
I agree. Or I call it, like I said, inspirational soul, that kind of.
Inspirational, spiritual, I mean, like something other than just the gospel. What
Exactly.
we're gonna do is we're gonna actually listen to one of her songs. It's called I'll Hold Your Peace. And we'll be right back after a couple of messages right after that song. You're listening to the Burrito Radio Show. Yo, 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 this is Bun the Poet and you know it, and you listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Hey, yo, what up, hey, Tommy, man, I ain't seen you in a grip, boy, how you been?
I'm good, Dre, how about yourself?
Man, I'm fine, but I tell you what, man, you show these lace down with this apparel, man, where you get this from?
Hey, man, it's that Cash Cow drip, and you already know, but you can go ahead and go to my Instagram page, at Cash Cow FP, go and get the drip.
Man, I'm with it.
Left.
For over 100 years, San Diego Shade has been covering windows all over San Diego County. Whether you want roller shades, cellular shades, shutters, you're looking for an automated awning to go over your patio, you want some exterior roller shades to block the sun out, we're the company to go to. We're located conveniently in Miramar area at 7354 Trade Street. You can reach us on the phone at 619-287-8863. You can also check out our website at sandiegoshade.com. I look forward to covering your windows soon.
Hey, you guys, we're over here at Marcella June's Coffee Lounge. Our address is 8513 La Mesa Boulevard. We sell herbal medicine and coffee and tea, and we're working on a lot of community projects to get some massage therapy going in with all this. You can reach us at 619-504-9494. We're open Monday through Friday again. Please come on by. Thank you very much.
Fresh food for the fresh body. What goes in fresh comes out healthy. Be sure to visit your local farmer's market, and trust me, you'll feel much better.
Hey everybody, this is Del Sol Records, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Yep. This is the Burrito Radio Show, your host, 2B1 Energy. And I'm with a very unique, special guest, Rika Ray, a vocalist singer with exceptional skills. I'm pretty sure you just heard her first piece, I'll Hold Your Peace. Rika Ray, I know that in the first segment you mentioned that you used to sing on cruise lines. How did you get that gig?
Oh, gosh. The funny thing is I got that gig auditioning for something else. I did a production of Dreamgirls. I played Laurel in Dreamgirls.
Oh, really? Where was that at?
That was in West Covina.
In West Covina, is it a local thing, or was it kind of like local. A county thing?
It was a local in production in West Covina. So throughout that journey, I auditioned for the cruise line as the same character as Laurel and Dreamgirls. Unfortunately, right. I didn't get that gig, but they called me back to be a part of the musical Grease and be a principal singer in the musical Grease on the cruise lines. So I actually played Rizzo from the movie Grease on the cruise lines. And
really? Was it all black cast or was it mixed?
I was the only black Rizzo. I was surprised, but yeah, it was a great gig. And I did that for 3 months. So we did Grease was our main show, but we did two other shows. It was, I believe, called Sea Legs Express and another like Broadway Review. And you know, when you go on the cruises, that's one of the biggest highlights of being on a cruise is of course the eating, but you know, the big Broadway shows that they do.
Well, I mean, that's like saying a lot about your talent as a singer. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your skills at playing any instruments. Do you have any skills at playing any instruments at all?
I wouldn't call myself a professional player, you know, instrument player. I can play a little bit of piano. I've picked up acoustic guitar. I've kind of picked it up and put it back down. But okay. I'm interested in, you know, learning more about acoustic guitar. And actually on my new single that's coming out soon, I played the piano part on that song.
And what's the name of that song?
I Love Me.
I Love Me.
Yes.
I think a lot of people like something like that.
Most definitely. It's an uplifting song.
Yes. I Love Me. Okay, so you got the cruise line gig, doing some Broadway tunes. I guess your experience on the theatrical stage, as far as not really on video, but on the stage, you're pretty experienced at that.
That's where I love to be. Yes, on stage. Yep.
Right, and so would you consider yourself a tenor?
No, alto, but I'm not going to say that I'm not a tenor. I can sing tenor and I can sing soprano. And I was a choir director for 12 years, so I had to teach all the parts. So, yeah.
And so you consider yourself alto?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And some people call altos lazy sopranos, but don't
And
worry about that.
when you're on your cruise line gigs, she said alto ladies. That's not. When you're cruise line gigs, where did you go to on your cruises? Where were the destinations?
We went to Roatan. We went to Honduras. I can't remember if we went to Cozumel and Cancun. I've probably gotten these wrong, but yeah.
Did you ever get off the ship and go experience some of these places that you visited?
I did. We were able to get off the ship at every port when we were there. So for 3 months, you're in port, you're going out and you're hanging out and meeting the locals and everything, which was a lot of fun.
So while most people are paying $3,000 to $4,000 for a cruise, you got to go on a cruise for free and you got to perform music and get paid.
And I loved every minute of it.
And you got to eat for free, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
And only thing you really had to do was rehearse the show and then do the show, right? It wasn't like you had to do like clean up, the bathrooms or nothing like that.
No, we did two shows a night, so 6 shows a week. I believe that's right. Yeah. So we kind of interchanged the shows, for the
Right.
guests.
But it wasn't the same time that they were doing the Dreamgirls Broadway, the Dreams Girl one. It was a whole different cruise, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think they kept me on file and then picked me up for this production of Grease.
Now, what do you have going on to as we speak right now? What do you have you doing today? Outside of you doing these recordings, what else do you have going on?
Aside, you mean like new music or just
Well, I mean, I noticed the audience don't know, but there's a group that you have been working with called Rock the Choir. I want to let the audience know the reason how I found Rika was on social media, Facebook. I like to call it Facebook, actually. She was doing a rendition of Let It Be with this band called Rock the Choir. And I reached out to her to ask her if she wanted to be on the show, and she was very generous and offering to let us play her music and sharing her music and wanted to be on the show. Like I said, it's a fabulous guest we have here. So I outside of you were doing Rock the Choir prior to the 2020 COVID experience.
Yes. The band had been together for about a year and a half, and we've done a couple of shows, and we were ramping up for 2020, and then the pandemic hit. But what you saw was a recording of us performing. I believe we did that at the La Jolla High School, and we, of course, had paid guests to come in and watch us perform, but that was probably our last performance. I love working with them. Andrew Shorenstein is the one that put it together. I was connected to him through a friend of mine. He was looking for singers. I auditioned for him and he enjoyed my performance. And there's two other singers, which is Sam, who also performs around town, and then there's Kristen. And we just connected. Three people that have never performed together was able to create something beautiful. And the vision behind Rock the Choir is just there is a choir behind us and we're singing rock songs,
You're
I
rocking it
did
out. You're not just doing this regular thing. You're rocking it out.
exactly.
What were the, you know, any of the musicians that were, that you were playing with for Rock the Choir? Do you know any other musicians? Like, I was kind of curious who's on bass, who's on drums.
Right now, I could not give you anybody's name.
But the name of the band is called Rock the Choir.
Yes, Rock the Choir. Actually, we were in the process of, you know, the band members rotate in and out. So when you see us next, it probably won't be the same players.
Okay, so in other words, that's just the backing band. The core of the group would be who? The band leader would be who?
Andrew Shorenstein.
Andrew Shorenstein. And yes. He's pretty much the band leader, and he has the you ladies doing the vocals, and he finds musicians to play behind.
That's correct.
Got it. Okay, so you got to look out for Rock the Choir, y'all. Rock the Choir, they have some, I mean, like, you know, like I said, they have some really unique energy. As far as, like, that's what you're doing right now. You're doing these recordings. You're with the, you know, you're still, I guess, connected with Rock the Choir, at least so to speak. Where do you envision yourself 7 years from today as far as doing with the music or, you know, anything else that you have in mind other than music?
I'm willing to continue to create content. I know that everything is changing, especially during this pandemic and the way that we're looking at music and how concerts and things are kind of going away. I want to be able to create more content at home and start distributing that out into the world. There's so many things that you can do with technology these days that I really need to continue to get on board with that. So I'm always reinventing myself.
In the year 2028, you just want to continue to be creating music?
Well, no, I would like to also work with other artists. I would like to be able to be either a songwriter for other artists, an arranger for other artists, even singing backgrounds and teaching people the craft of having the ear to hear those harmonies and creating arrangements and different things like that. I also see myself opening up a inner city like school program for kids that are interested in music. I've always wanted to do that. And bringing in other professionals that would be interested in helping those kids, because we have so many talented kids and like they're trying to take music out of school. So how do you get back into that creativity for kids to get them focused on something that is positive to them? They might not want to sing. They might not want to dance. They might want to act. They might want to be, you know, an engineer or something like that. But just to bring that back into, you know, for our children, that has definitely been something I've been interested in.
And the song Have Faith, the next song that's coming up, Have Faith, is this what the song Have Faith kind of deals with?
It deals with struggles. I remember writing that song less than an hour. I wrote that song because I was going through my own struggles. Have Faith is definitely about holding on to what you believe in. It doesn't have to always be about, you know, everybody's not religious in that way, but you have to wake up every morning with some type of inspiration. What inspires you? What keeps you going? You know, where's your mindset? You know, where's that positivity coming from? Because there's so much negativity in the world. Where are you getting that positivity from?
Okay, we're going to take a listen to Have Faith with Rika Ray, and we'll be right back after these messages, after the song.
Questioning everything, feeling anxious about the possibilities of how my life could be, but I can't seem to get a grip. Feels like I'm always tripping, trying to make a way out of no way. What am I gonna do today? Gotta keep on pressing toward the goal, keep my head up, cause I know it won't be long before I'm where I'm supposed to be, doing what it is you have for me. Sometimes I seem so far away, and sometimes my life seems so strange. Why does it have to be this way? Why? chance and I find myself losing time. Feels more like I'm losing my mind.
My past keeps haunting me,
and I just wanna be free. Lord, I'm asking you for something to make me complete. I've watched and be threatened by the lack of resource. Leaves me forced to choose the one that's more convenient for the time being. In my mind I'm seeing better times, but in my dreaming, living a nightmare. I'm silent, but I'm screaming on the inside. And on the outside my light's beaming. They say I light up the way, whether it's night or it's day. That's ironic because I'm searching for the way, trying to get there, but I don't even know what there is. Yeah, I want it badly, but I don't know what it is. All I know is that I'm here to save the world, but what I do not know is how I'm gonna save the world. And so I am digging deep into my soul to figure out which road it was meant for me to stroll on. I'm never letting go, never giving up as my soul quest goes on.
Connect, ascend. That's essentially what Violet Funk Creations is all about. And my name is Alyssa. I started Violet Funk. And what we essentially do is make jewelry, paint, do art on clothes, and our Instagram is Violet Funk Creations.
TwoB1 has a game called None is Perfect Billiards. It is a game based on points, stroke play, pretty much. You get to find out what your score would be in comparison to the pros. It's one of the better games that's out there, and it's new and fresh for the 21st century. If you'd like to be on the players list or participate in one of the games or videos, contact None is Perfect Billiards at nipbilliards@gmail.com. Get on the players list and take part in the fun today.
What's going on, everybody? This is Walter Ford, one third of the Activated Podcast. That is TACITIVATED Podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, anywhere where you get your podcasts at, and on YouTube.
Are you in need of legal representation? Affordable at that? No worries. Legal Shield is here to meet your needs and the needs of your family. For more information, contact Candace Howard at candacehoward.wearelegalshield.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
Hi, this is Marcos Carvajal. I'm the author from Behind the Stick. I wrote a book about growing up addicted to gambling and playing pool and hustling. And you can find this book on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And I wrote this story to explain to you how the addiction to gambling can lead to other things other than just playing pool, and what your pitfalls and strongholds are. So I wrote this mainly for my children, but I hope you can enjoy this book. Thank you.
So for those of you that just want to get out, stretch, take a quick smoke, there's some restroom facilities you can use. Also some vending machines. Once again, we will depart at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, this bus will be departing. Montgomery.
Welcome back to the Burrito Radio Show. We are with Rika Ray. Rika Ray, so you don't have any religious faith at all? You don't have, like, you're not Christian, you're not, like, Buddhist, you're not, like, Muslim?
Yes, I'm Christian. I grew up Christian, or connected.
More connected to Christianity? Okay. And the recording that you've done, I know, like I said, some of these recordings, you call them Inspirational Soul. Who are some of the people that you actually linked up with some of these recordings?
Mm-hmm.
Who
On the song Have Faith, that was written by me. And at the end of the song, it's featuring a friend of mine by the name of Jen Jen. And she's rapping on the song. It was produced by Cisco Rubio and another amazing guy by the name of Ray Champion, right. Both from San Diego.
And what about the upcoming song Blazing we're going to listen to, which is a really fabulous song?
Thank you. Blazing has that reggae feel to it. When I just wanted to do a reggae song. Also produced by Cisco Rubio, Ray Champion, and also a guy by the name of Andrew McKee. He's part of a group, a reggae group in San Diego called Pottery. And a friend of mine also who co-wrote on the song, his name is Darrell Miller, another amazing artist.
Right. And who's in charge of the vocal arrangements? Did you do your own vocal arrangements?
Have Faith, yes, I did all of my vocal arrangements. All parts, and Blazin', Darrell and I did that. It's something that is just natural for us.
The harmonies, yeah.
Vocal arrangements, yes.
Something that's missing nowadays, and I think in a lot of the rap music for sure, they don't understand that musical theory is pretty much the notes and how you can link it together and actually kind of like wind up like a, you know, like you put in all these ingredients and come out with something fabulous. I have a little small team already. Your plight is really reaching high. I want to kind of like throw a little screwball at you in baseball terms. When it comes down to the political arena, the politics of it all, especially in the music industry, how are you able to handle all this?
Oh, that's rough. You know, I think every artist deals with that in a different way. My goal is, and this is the way I see things, I have to stay in my own lane. You know, if I'm looking to the left or the right, trying to figure out, you know, okay, well, this person might not enjoy my music, or they might feel that I don't meet the standard of, you know, mainstream music, that can kind of get to you. You kind of can get discouraged, you know, but you just really have to stay focused on what it is that you're called to do. You know, I understand that for me, I'm not just the gospel artist. I'm not just, an R&B artist, but I can cover different genres to reach all different types of people, you know, and that's what I'm sure that I'm aware that I can do that through the rest of my career. But I try to stay out of the politics of it all. I try to just stay on the creative side. As long as you're pushing your music and you're true to what you do, I think that all of those politics can kind of go out the window. They're going to still be there, but you just really just have to stay focused on your lane.
Right. I know that, like I said, it's almost like being at the right place at the right time sometimes, you know?
Yes.
But there's a lot of politics involved just inside the musical industry. Forget about the world politics of the presidency and all that. What's your take on what's happening today in today's world of our society? I mean, like, you had George Floyd who got murdered last year. You have other, Black Americans out here getting tortured by law enforcement or by, the people, like somebody got shot just running down and jogging down the street and got killed just jogging down the street in somebody's neighborhood. What's your take on how we can actually make better, lives for all of us in regards to this stopping, this pretty much, getting rid of this kind of hatred?
First off, it's heartbreaking, It's heartbreaking seeing people of color, like myself, being treated as if we're nothing, it's hard to take in. It's hard to sit there and watch it. And you have to kind of somehow protect your own energy so that you don't just continue to fall into it. But when it's in your face, I feel like sometimes that we're not completely protected, you don't know who truly to trust. And I feel like we've kind of made a stance in 2020. And I pray that we can continue to make an impact as people, not just people of color, but those that want to rally and, come together.
As a human race.
It's not about just one color, It's definitely about us having our allies, for this time and for the times beforehand, today, let's cut that. But today is just a different way of the way that we're doing things in the world. I feel like a lot of us, we're not afraid to stand up for what we believe in anymore. And we're taking the risks, and some of those risks may be getting hurt out in the streets, being arrested for what we believe in. But as long as you believe in your heart what you believe in, anything is possible.
Right. There's a speech by Malcolm X called The Ballot or the Bullet. You should read up on that speech. It's a very unique speech that kind of relates to the time period of today. So you're involved in the community as well as doing certain things?
Yes, I was involved in the community. I used to work with the San Diego Food Bank when I was part of the church, and we would feed over 200 to 300 people out of the month. They would come and get food, and that's been a while, but I'm definitely interested in getting back out into the community.
Well, you just relocated to Marietta, though, right? So it's not like...
Yeah, right, so not right now.
Yeah, you just relocated.
Yes.
Let me touch on something that is pretty, common, especially in Southern California, and that is burritos. Do you eat burritos? A lot of my guests don't eat burritos sometimes out of nowhere. Do you eat burritos?
Of course. I love burrito. Look, where I used to work, there's a Mexican place, and they had the best breakfast burritos. The best breakfast burritos with just the basics, eggs, potatoes, bacon and cheese, and I would add a little sour cream. But I also love, of course, a California burrito.
Well, okay, so if I asked you, what burrito shop were you talking about?
It is called
Alberto's in Sorrento Valley. Alberto's in Sorrento Valley. They have a pretty great, really good breakfast burritos out there.
Most definitely.
Are there any other shops or that you like to kind of give credence, credit to?
I mean, I would frequent a lot in San Diego, and I'm really sad that I'm missing out on all the good Mexican food right now because Marietta doesn't really have that.
Wait a minute. Don't Marietta have Mexican people out there?
They got Mexican people, but you know, you're getting that authentic San Diego Mexican food.
Be like that close to the border Mexican.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. I love my carne asada French fries, you know. So I haven't really ventured out into Marietta to find out what's going on out here as far as burritos are concerned or Mexican food. I'll just drive back up to San Diego.
I'll tell you what, I went out to Minneapolis for a little gig. It was during the COVID 2020 extravaganza thing. And they told me to go to some place, you know, to go check out some culture. I go there and it's all Mexican, you know what I'm saying? Everything's Mexican. And I'm like thinking like, you know, and I was gonna go get some Mexican food, but then it's like way more expensive than what I'm normally getting. And I was like, I'm not eating this. Like, you know, I'm not gonna pay this much to get some Mexican food. You know, you're out of your mind. I just go make it myself. And that's what I did. I went to go make it myself. Like, I'll just make it myself. Like, I don't need it. Exactly.
Well, there's just certain places you just don't want to get Mexican food from. If I go to Mississippi, I don't want to go to a taco shop. I want all the soul food and the catfish and all of that. You know, there's just certain, you know, no.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure their food, I mean, they had a lot of Mexican people there, trust me. Minneapolis, I was surprised. But as far as like the food itself, I was just like, no, I'm not going to pay this much for, you know, something I can do myself. You know, and that's make some beans and rice and, you know, you buy some tortillas. Next thing you know, you flip it on. Next thing you know, you got a bean and cheese burrito. But I think one thing that our society, and I'm not sure, I'm in the older generation gap. So the one thing that I've seen people are not up to just taking the time to cook their own food. And I think that's one thing that's sad. It's one of the reasons why I started this burrito radio show is because people don't cook. So I figure they go to the burrito show and the burrito and get a burrito, you know, see what kind of burritos they eat. What kind of burritos they got? You know, what kind of burrito they like?
People don't like
new I never heard of. You know? So
yeah, well, I do cooking. I cook especially during the pandemic, but of course DoorDash has been my friend. But I'm, you know, trying to get more healthy. A lot of people are gaining a lot more weight during the pandemic, and I'm trying to flip that. I'm trying to
lose weight and become more healthy.
Me too.
I've lost weight.
Yeah.
No, I feel like if people did more cooking, they can have more like social vibrations inside your own domain. You know, cooking is therapy to me. It's a trial and error thing. So just because you mess up on one dish doesn't mean, you know, you're a terrible cook. You just need to practice more. You know,
I agree.
I feel like it's also driving up the food costs too. The DoorDashes, the Uber Eats. I mean, I met this young man who paid $17 for a burrito.
Oh, wow.
And I said, $17 for a burrito?
One burrito?
And he ordered off of Uber Eats.
Oh yeah. It's the delivery charges, I'm sure.
I mean, it's $17 no matter what. I mean, like, you know, it's, and that's driving up the food cost so much that's how much our laziness is kind of caved into. And I spoke to his mother about it, and she was like, I can't tell him what to do. You know, he's a young man. He's like, you know, he's in his 20s. You know, how are you going to convince somebody in their 20s what they're doing is ruining the market by not even knowing how to make rice and beans?
I agree. I get in the kitchen. I'll just tell you that. I get in the kitchen.
What do you cook? What's your specialty in the kitchen?
Shrimp linguine, a garlic Italian shrimp linguine with a lot of garlic, a lot of lemon, a lot of shrimp. I love it with, you know, like a side of some spinach, some sauteed spinach. I've learned
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I know how to make a Thai lemongrass soup that will just knock you off your feet. You know, I can get down in the kitchen.
Well, you picked some tips off those cruise lines, huh?
I guess so. No, I was eating more pizza and fast food when I was on there.
Yo, Rika Ray, you like to give any shout outs to anybody out there on the Burrito Radio Show?
I want to give a shout out to all artists. I just want to encourage artists today just to keep doing what you're doing. No matter what people think about you, your music is going to impact somebody. Shout out to my producer on my new song, I Love Me, Ryan Morris. We didn't kind of touch on that, but it's coming out March 19th. My birthday's on March 21st, but we're going to do it on March 19th. And that song is called
I Love Me.
Yes. It's a song of kind of like an affirmation, you know, just giving self-love back to you, reflecting on self, realizing that you are beautiful, no matter what anybody else thinks. You were created this way. So it was kind of one of those songs where I, you know, I haven't been recording for a while and I had to just take some time to find me. And when I found me, I realized like, I really do love myself, you know? And sometimes we, as people, we forget that we have to give love back to ourselves just to make it today.
Yeah, you're right. I probably clown a little bit too much. I come from a family that we like to like tell jokes all the time, but you know, sometimes people don't get my jokes.
Oh no, I'm a goofball. Trust me. Trust me. But yeah, on that song, Ryan, I have to give shout out to Candace Wakefield. If you don't know who Candace Wakefield is, you are definitely sleeping on this amazing artist that co-wrote with the song with me. Ryan Morris, my producer, also Ken Givens, my producer. So definitely want to give a shout out to them. You will hear more and more about this as we get closer to the release of I Love Me, which will be in March.
Right. Look out for her release, y'all. And actually go check out some of her other songs. We're going to close out with one of her, probably her best tune, in my opinion. It's called Blazing. I want to thank Rika Ray for joining us on the Burrito Radio Show. She's a terrific guest, a wonderful spirit and soul. Be sure to go out there and support this artist and actually, you know, look out for her. She's going to be traveling around. I think she's selling herself short. 7 years from now, you might be able to not be able to catch her. She might be somewhere in Japan or China singing with her beautiful voice. Thank you, Rika.
I'm ready. Thank you so Thank much. You.
And we'll take you the next time on the Burrito Radio Show. As we like to say, it's still one motion. So ride the wave of life.
Take taking over dreams. The devil is a liar, you have no hold over me. I need to arm the nations, battle stations for all damnation. Light me on fire, yeah. I wanna be blazing for Christ, blazing for Christ.
Light me up, light me up, light me up, light me up.
Blazing for Christ, blazing for Christ. Fill me with your consuming fire. I wanna be blazing for Christ, blazing for Christ.
Light me up, light me up, light me up.
I wanna be high.
I work under the umbrella of Primerica, and what we do is we teach families to earn more income, become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent. My contact information is 619-867-1053.
It's still one motion, so ride the wave of life.